First off today, hats off and a standing ovation to the cast and crew of Gypsy, Mariposa Arts Theater's MAT Fall Musical for this year. It is simply outstanding. There are no weak links in this show. Instead, the amount of talent on that stage and behind the scenes is simply mind-boggling. Every cast member is a triple threat, with acting, singing, and dancing talent at a very high level. Amazing for a community theater in not a big city. All of the major roles are outstanding. Finny Jessen as Rose is unbelievably excellent, with a voice that won't quit and acting chops from the big leagues. This is director Josh Halbert's first time with that hat on, and he has raised the bar very high indeed. Gypsy has camp, humor, but also drama and pathos. It works, very, very well. Halbert is a smart guy, as we have seen with his performances in major roles with MAT. It's wonderful to see him shine as a director as well. Gypsy only has 4 more shows, evenings this Thursday, featuring the understudies, to Saturday, and a Sunday matinee. Do not miss this outstanding show. Get your tickets today at www.aureliaoperahouse.ca. We are well into November and Christmas craft and artisan shows are popping out of the woodwork. I started searching them on Facebook and realized very quickly I couldn't possibly mention them all in this column. There are over a dozen in Aurelia and area this month at least. A few biggies? The Aurelia Christmas Market at Creative Nomad Studios is November 22nd from 5 to 9 p.m. and November 23rd all day. This coincides nicely with the new Christmas tree lighting ceremony Friday night at 7:30 p.m. and the Aurelia Santa Claus Parade, which is Saturday at 5 p.m. This is a larger market with some lovely artisanal work by local artists. There is also food, and likely Santa will make an appearance. Couchiching Craft Brewing Co.'s Market, Pints and Presents, is November 24th from noon to 4 p.m. It's a goodie, lots of really lovely things. The Rama First Nation Annual Christmas Artisan Crafters Market is November 29th and 30th, from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. each day, at Rama Community Hall. They are accepting non-perishable food items for the Rama Food Bank, both days. There are both settler and indigenous crafters at this market. Looks like there are lots of vendors and it will be lovely. Quail's Brewery Christmas Market is happening this weekend and next. Saturdays and Sundays from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. there are over 40 local vendors, it's outdoors, and the tap room will be open with lots of drinks and food, both hot and cold. Like I said, there are many more markets in the area, so look around, take some time and check them out. A homemade gift by a local artisan is such a lovely thing to give and receive. Along with holiday markets come holiday shows. Just about every community musical group in town has a wonderful holiday concert coming up in the next month. Here is a quick rundown, and I am probably missing some. November 30 at 7:30 p.m., the Cellar Singers present The Messiah at St. James's Anglican Church, Aurelia. Tickets at www.thecellarsingers.com. Deck 5 at 7:30 p.m. Don't miss a Skydiggers Christmas at St. Paul's Center, always a lovely holiday show with fantastic music. Tickets at www.insidethemusic.ca. Deck 7 The Aurelia Concert Band has both afternoon and evening concerts at St. Paul's. The Aurelia Community Children's Choir will be joining in the afternoon and the Aurelia Vocal Ensemble and soprano Alexandra Tesk in the evening. Tickets at www.aureliaconcertband.com. Deck 7 in the evening, Noisy Christmas featuring a number of local musicians will be at Lone Wolf Cafe. More details coming. Deck 8 at 3 p.m. The Hawkstone Singers will be performing Christmas in New York at the Hawkstone Community Hall. Tickets at hawkstonesingers@gmail.com. Deck 15 at 2 p.m. The Aurelia Silver Band presents its annual holiday concert, Sleigh Bells and Brass, at the Aurelia Opera House. Tickets at www.aureliaoperahouse.ca. Deck 21 at 2 p.m. The Aurelia Vocal Ensemble will have its own holiday show. Stay tuned for more information. There are also some non-holiday events coming up. Choir, the consort singers group that sang a beautiful early music show last April, is back, with more singers, still Dean Jobin Bevins as music director and a brief of Love, Loss, and Longing. There will be music by Derufle, Tavener, Willen and Rutter, among others. The concert is happening November 23rd at 2 p.m. at St. James's Anglican Church, and admission is a freewill offering, November 23 in the evening is Matt Weidinger's take on the music of Van Morrison, a Mariposa in concert event at the Aurelia Opera House. This will be outstanding for sure. Tickets at www.aureliaoperahouse.ca. Some other bits and bobs. The Lifefoot Days Committee will be celebrating Gord's birthday this Sunday, November 17, at 1 p.m. at Brewery Bay Food Co. There might be some exciting announcements about next year's event and there will definitely be cake, so come on out. Mariposa Arts Theater, remember them? Is holding auditions for its next show, A Streetcar Named Desire, directed by Stevie Baker, on December 6th from 7 to 10 p.m. and December 8th from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. Click here for the full audition notice and how to save your spot. The Aurelia Museum of Art and History, OMAH, is having an online action, Art and Inspiration, exclusive auction featuring Marlene Beulah's originals. The auction will be live November 21st to December 12th. For more information and to pre-register, click here. November 27 from 6 to 9 p.m. is the 6th Annual Aurelia Regional Arts and Heritage Awards at Creative Nomad Studios. Admission is free. There will be entertainment, nibblies and a cash bar. Come out and celebrate 18 incredible nominees in 5 categories and see who the award recipients will be. Deck 5, local woodturner Xavier Fernandez presents his Downtown Aurelia Legacy Bowls project at Peter Street Fine Arts and Gallery, 23 Peter Street South. From 5:30 to 8 p.m. come see these bowls, made from downtown trees that were cut down this fall. Order one for yourself for only $50. Rumor has it that there are more than 50 bowls pre-ordered already. And, finally, St. Paul's is having another pub night, with the Mitch Bube and Jason Crawford duo, on November 23rd from 6 to 9 p.m. Cash food, bar, and admission at the door is $10 cash as well. Come check it out. It is always a good time. That's all for this week. If you have arts news, send it to annaproctor111@gmail.com by Tuesday at noon to be included.